Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of the Visitation. Now Luke describes the scene of the Visitation in such a way to teach us that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. He draws a parallel between Mary coming to Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1 with the Ark of the Covenant coming to David in 2 Samuel chapter 6. There, David arose and went to the hill country of Judah, while Mary arose and also went to the hill country of Judah. David says, "How can the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord come to me?" While Elizabeth says, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" In 2 Samuel, the Ark came to the house of Obed-Edom. In Luke, Mary came to the house of Zechariah. The Ark in 2 Samuel was there for 3 months. Mary stayed with Elizabeth 3 months. David and all Israel were rejoicing. Mary rejoices in the Magnificat. We have David shouting and the loud cry of Elizabeth. And in 2 Samuel, David does the leaping and dancing. But who does the leaping and dancing in the Visitation? Yes, John the Baptist, in the womb of his mother Elizabeth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant did four things. The Ark was the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. The Ark was the visible, physical sign through which Israel encountered God. And the Ark led them through the wilderness to the Promised Land. Finally, the Ark gave them victory in battle, as in the victory at Jericho. But what happened to the Ark? Before Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians in 587 BC, Jeremiah the prophet hid the Ark and lost it. Where is it now? In a warehouse in Washington, D.C. No, the Ark is in heaven. In Revelation chapter 11, John is given a vision in which he sees, then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She brought forth a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Mary is the new and everlasting Ark of the Covenant. The first Ark was never found because it was only a temporary sign that prepared for the new and everlasting Ark of the Covenant, Mary, the Mother of God. That's why in the book of Revelation, when John is given a vision of God's temple in heaven, he sees the Ark of the Covenant as a woman clothed with the sun, who is the mother of a male child who rules all the nations, and that's Jesus, and her children are all those who keep the commandments of Christ. Mary is the new and everlasting Ark of the Covenant. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Taking up the words of Elizabeth, we say in the Hail Mary, Blessed are you among women. In the Bible, only three women are honored with these words, Mary, Judith, and Jael. And strikingly, each of them crushes the head of the enemy. In the book of Judges, chapter 4, the Canaanites were attacking Israel at Mount Tabor. And there, in that chapter, the Canaanite general Sisera sought food and rest in the tent of Jael. But when he fell asleep, she took the opportunity to drive a tent peg through his head, securing Israel's victory through an act of unexpected courage. Then there is Judith. When the Assyrians were threatening Israel, she entered the enemy camp and used her beauty to gain the trust of their general. After he drank heavily and fell asleep, Judith took his own sword and cut off his head, delivering her people from destruction. And the scriptures proclaim, the Lord has struck him down by the hand of a woman. But these heroic women point beyond themselves to another woman, foretold in Genesis 3:15. Where God said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. She will crush your head while you strike at her heel. This prophecy finds its fulfillment in Mary. She is the woman whose yes brought forth the Redeemer, and by her faith and obedience, she shares in his triumph over Satan. She crushes the head of Satan, not with a weapon of war, but by her humility, purity, and unwavering faith. And her children, those who pray the rosary and spread it, join her in striking at evil's head with every Hail Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. In 1976, Cardinal Karol Wojtyła, soon to be Pope John Paul II, warned that we are living through the greatest historical confrontation humanity has ever experienced between the church and the anti-church, the gospel and the anti-gospel. And he believed this trial was part of divine providence and insisted that the church must face it with courage, even at the cost of suffering and blood. Only thus, he said, can the church be effectually renewed. And he added soberly, we must be strong and prepared and trust in Christ and in his Holy Mother and very, very assiduous in praying the Holy Rosary. Now, he mentioned that a great deal of it depends on the outcome of the Vistula, referring to Poland's historic battle for survival against communism. The Vistula is Poland's great river and the setting of the miracle of the Vistula on the Feast of the Assumption, August 15, 1920, when, as Soviet forces approached Warsaw, both Polish and Russian soldiers reported seeing Mary above the battlefield. A sudden gap opened in the Soviet lines, and the Polish General Pilsudski flanked and routed the enemy. The people of Poland knew that it was Mary who saved them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Reflecting on that miracle years later, Pope John Paul II wrote in Crossing the Threshold of Hope, "When victory comes, it will be brought by Mary. Christ will conquer through her, because he wants the Church's victories now and in the future to be linked to her." So John Paul saw a divine continuity linking Mary's appearances at La Salette, Lourdes, Fatima, Jan's Nagora, and the miracle of the Vistula. He saw a Marian thread woven through modern history, confronting the rise of atheism and godless ideologies. At Fatima, God made his plan very clear. He wants to save the world through devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that means to consecrate yourself and your family to her, to meditate daily on the Word of God in the Rosary, and to invite your spouse, your kids, and your friends to do the same. And then talk about it. Let it lead to a real joyful conversation. This is how faith spreads. This is how the serpent is crushed. One consecrated heart, one rosary, one family, one small community of friends at a time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, you've meditated on these different parts of the visitation many times. You've been to Ein Kerem in the Holy Land, the scene of the visitation. You've stood in this chapel. What are your thoughts meditating on it today?
Very different than what I've ever thought about when we talk about this meditation. I mean, granted, partially because I keep going out and experiencing new things that bring me new reflections. In this case, I was really reflecting on a lot of non-believers look at religion and they're like, there's no proof. And maybe I would believe in all that stuff if there was some great vision in the sky and some great, almost like a fantasy version of this huge, world-shattering vision before them. But that has happened. And people have experienced that. And then maybe some of those people are converted. And some of those people go on to be really passionate and hold on to their faith their whole life and share that witness. But then looking at, despite all that Poland has experienced and the many incredible witnesses to faith, the supernatural signs that Poland has witnessed either in these many battle victories and also just the Black Madonna at Częstochowa, the great saints in Poland, and then talking to a young Polish man this summer. And I was like, why aren't many young people religious in Poland? And he's like, we just stopped caring. So it doesn't really matter if you're waiting on that big sign. It's not that God can't do it. It's that God knows that is not actually the means by which we're converted.
Yes.
Sometimes it is the right thing to do. That's the right thing for history at that moment and people at that moment. But history has shown that Jesus came and did miracles. Many large crowds of people have seen miracles all throughout history. It doesn't change belief. And it's also kind of saying, hey, God, do all the work for me.
So that begs a question. What does cultivate conversion and faith? I have my idea, but I'm curious to yours. What cultivates conversion and faith?
Well, I think it also begs a further question, which is what's actually holding people back?
Well, I know what's
I think
holding
those
people
two
back.
things are connected.
I know what's holding people
what's
back.
holding people back?
When you have everything you need, you don't need God.
Which is interesting because these beautiful miracles happen at moments where people didn't have everything they needed. The Polish army wasn't going to win. They weren't going to win. And then Mary came and she intervened. But then once you have everything you want, like we see now currently in Poland, there's so much freedom and it's so different than any other time in history for Poland after they've been conquered and invaded.
But you know what conquered them? It was the Nazis didn't conquer them. The communists didn't conquer them.
Yeah, because they couldn't really break their...
Neither the Nazis nor the communists could conquer their faith. You know what conquered their faith? Consumerism, materialism, entertainment, Western entertainment and consumerism conquered them.
It's a new way to conquer.
70 years from, well, let's say from 1939 to 1991, the two most horrible totalitarian regimes in maybe the history of the world, the Nazis and the communists, couldn't break their faith.
No.
From 1991 to 2000,
their faith is just
consumerism,
shattered.
Entertainment, materialism has their faith dropped by 35%. And you know where all that influence came from? America.
I fully agree with that. I especially the respect that I have for Poland is really unparalleled when you look at their history. But it's also sad that we're all succumbing to sort of the same fall at the same time.
The weapon that Satan is using is we're overcommitted and busy with work. And then because we're exhausted, we veg out with entertainment and we just continue this cycle. So we don't have time for friendship with God and friendship with each other. That's the cause. Now tell me the antidote. What cultivates conversion and faith? I have my answer.
That's a tall task. I'd start by saying people need to recognize that they're not actually waiting on a sign. They don't need some external, powerful, life-changing witness before them. I think it's a very internal change. But you seem like you have all the answers. Why keep them from us?
Because because
you're hoping that I'll get to it.
You always have an intuitive, striking thing that just sets me back.
I think you have the same thing, and I want to hear it.
What do you think cultivates conversion and faith? You're right. A big sign in the sky won't do it. What will? What could? What could?
I don't know.
I think friendship.
I
think faith comes from friendship. I think faith comes through other people, born out of authentic friendship in family and among friends.
Yeah, I agree with this because I think the thing that's holding people back is such an internal barrier where it's a refusal to look deeper or consider further or wrestle with faith. And friendship is the place in which we're comfortably brought to that and challenged, and we learn to discuss those things.
Yes.
And it gets even the most stubborn hearts to look at the thing that they're afraid to look at.
Yeah. This, to me, what we need to cultivate is genuine friendship with our spouses, with our kids, with our friends, with our adult kids, with our grandkids, with our colleagues. And what does genuine friendship is really simple. Do something human with them. Invite them to do something human. There's nothing more human than breaking bread. There's nothing more human than breaking bread.
And there's nothing better than freshly baked,
yeah,
homemade warm bread.
Break bread. Here it is. Break bread. Be interested in them. Be genuinely interested in them. And then at some point, invite them to pray the rosary with you and have some conversation.
Yeah. None of us can wait around for Mary to appear in the sky above and direct us in battle, but we do need to make a real effort to be that image of Christ to others.
General Pilsudski and the Poles had to go engage in the battle, yeah, before Our Lady appeared.
They could have just looked up and went, oh my goodness, that's crazy, guys. Are you seeing this?
So we have to first engage in the battle. But the battle isn't attack people. The method of the battle.
That would make it easier.
The method of the battle is not attack people. Invite people.
Yeah, I wish it really was just, hey, you don't believe in God. If I best you in this duel,
yeah,
you have to believe.
No,
unfortunately, it's more of an investment than that.
It's exactly what it is. Invite the people in your life to break bread. Have a conversation. Invite them to pray the rosary with you. Have more conversation. And just do that a bunch of times. Well, I love this feast. Feast of the Visitation. So thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.